I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
These are some vocal pickups for the audio of Sigmund Shankare. Sigmund Shankare. Sigmund Shankare. Sigmund Shankare.
Sigmund Shankare.
Can I help you?
Surely you know why I'm here?
I don't believe I have a booking for a guest. Whom I ask am I speaking to?
That's the first time I've ever been asked that.
Oh, I do beg your pardon. If you could just tell me who you are, that would be quite helpful.
Number one.
Ah, of standards.
I'm here to, test your character.
My character? What to see if I'm good at my job? To see if I'm worthy of continuing in my job as main interviewer? And
to see if you understand the standards.
I see. Well, I think I can provide that. How about we, do a little interview and I can show you how well I can do my job and how well I adhere to standards?
Okay, press the record. Let's go live.
Live? Not a test? No. Okay. Going live. And welcome to Executive Quarterly with me, Sigmund Shankare. I'm joined today by a surprise and, may I say, most welcome guest, number one of standards. Number one, how are you?
Thank you, Sigmund. I am, of course, as always, fine.
Fine. May I say, very fine.
No, you may not.
Okay. I want to start with the question which I am about to ask. Number one, what would you call your perfect day?
I'm glad you asked, Sigmund. My perfect day, as the head of standards, is following all the standards set forth by the board.
Yeah, yes, of course, obviously, yes, that would obviously be the answer. Stupid Sigmund for not knowing...
Hail the board.
Hail the board. Let me ask you another not stupid question. How do you find yourself as, number one, head of standards? How do you find it to be yourself most as perfectly good as you are?
How do I find it to be myself?
Yes, let me put it another way. You're great. How are you quite as great as you are?
Thrilling. I find that when one follows the standards, as one is meant to, that one typifies what the board would want one to be. Mm. Do you?
I do. It's true. And one plus one is two. That's nothing.
You look a bit uncomfortable, Sigmund.
Uncomfortable? No. I'm just sweating profusely at the excitement and enjoyment of having you here, number one.
Maybe we should turn the temperature down in this room.
You could. Oh, there you go. Okay. Yes. Well. How about this? You're often known to have a close relationship with I believe number 48. Where's number 48 at the moment? Are they outside or...?
Number 48 is looking after someone else's character right now with their hammer.
Right, well, in many ways then I'm glad...
You don't want to meet number 48 with their hammer, do you,
no.
Sigmund?
No, I wouldn't like that. Not that I wouldn't like to meet a member of standards, it's just the hammer. The hammer. Oh, the hammer. Okay.
Do you think it's appropriate that number 48 uses a hammer?
Absolutely. Anything that number 48 feels is appropriate in the pursuance of their duty of kinetic vengeance is fine by me. Fine by me, Sigmund Shankaray. How about I ask you another question? If there was any one thing you could change about your job, what would it be?
Do you think I need to change, Mr. Shankaray?
Oh, Bord. No.
Which standard in particular do you think needs to change?
As we all know, the standards as laid out by the board and as rightfully encouraged forcefully by standards are all perfect, and I would never suggest that any standard in particular needed a change. I was merely asking if you...
Who do you hail?
I hail the board.
Who?
The board.
Say it again.
The board. I hail the board. Hail the board. Hail the board. Perhaps,
Let me ask you, Mr. Shankaray, what would you change about your job?
I would like for there to be more hours in the day for me to work.
Do you believe that we have overstretched you, Mr. Shankaray?
No.
Do you believe that standards does not have an accurate grasp of what you can achieve in a day?
No, absolutely not. I think I think that whilst I may sometimes feel that I would like more hours in the day, I myself am a weak and fallible being, unlike the board, and indeed yourself and number 48. So whatever I think about that, whatever problem I may feel I have is obviously the production of a weak and flawed mind, because I am flawed and weak.
Do you think a member of standards could be flawed, Mr. Shankaray?
No, unless perhaps they were pretending to be a flaw in order to surprise an enemy of the board. No.
What do you believe should be done if a standard breaks a standard?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I beg your pardon?
What do you believe should be done if a standard were to break one of the standards set forth by our board?
So if a member of standards was to knowingly break us, they... Okay.
Let's turn the heat down a little bit in here. You're sweating still, Mr. Shankray.
Yeah, well, yes. If that were to be the case, which it never would be, because obviously no standard would ever do that. But if it did happen...
Of course, if it did happen, it would mean that I, as number one, had incorrectly assessed whether someone was suitable to be a standard, wouldn't it?
Which is why it would never happen. It's why it would never happen.
But if it did?
If a standard broke a standard, then they themselves would be compelled to administer kinetic correction to themselves. They would immediately realise their wrongdoing and perhaps beat themselves to death in the face with a shovel, a hammer, or perhaps some loose concrete.
What's your favourite meal, Mr. Shankaray?
Slurry. I love slurry. I love it. It's very delicious. I would like less slurry. No, more. I'd like more. I am fine with the amount of slurry I am allowed. It is delicious.
If you were to carry out, as you call it, kinetic vengeance on another being,
yes,
who had broken the standards, how would you do it?
I would do it forcefully and swiftly upon instruction from standards or the board or any figure of power with the right line of command. I would swiftly...
What method would you use?
My bare hands. I'd like to feel the justice directly by I don't know, strangling or pushing hard into a flat surface with my
How
own.
How strong do you think I am?
Very strong, I suppose.
Strong enough that if I were to push someone into one of these flat walls here, I could carry out kinetic justice as swiftly as you have suggested.
I think you would be perfectly within your power to smear someone's face or neck into a thin paste that would perhaps plaster its way onto a wall and stay there until the replacement came and could see the previous occupant's physical leavings indicating their wrongdoing. Yes.
Do you think you've broken any of the standards, Sigmund?
No. No.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. Pretty sure.
How sure is pretty?
Beautifully sure?
Of course, if you had broken any of the standards, I would have already killed you.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. Yes, silly me, I would already be dead. Well, that's a relief, if nothing else. Well, okay, well, it's been wonderful to have you here at Executive Quarterly with Sigmund Shankare number one. Next week, we'll be doing something with someone at...
Would you defy the board?
No. No, no. No, I would never... I would never. I'd rather die. In fact, I would die. In fact, I'm dying right now. Well, I suppose we're all dying, but you understand what I mean. I wouldn't do it.
What would you do to the board?
I'd hail them. I'd hail them. I'm hailing them right now. Hail the board.
But never.
Never defy?
Always.
Hail.
Never.
Defy.
Always.
Hail.
Who?
The board. I hope you'll join us next time. Or anything else. Number one, thank you.
Thank you, Sigmund. This has been most enlightening.
Stella Firma is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons.
Elena Royce, Shane Kelly, Grackles, Anonymous Sky, Lainey J, JZimD, Oatmeal Addiction, Deirdre Pitts, Andreas Evans, Disaster, Lovro, Sardia, Megan Linger, Billy, Rowan DeLacy, Gil, Zitalis, Woodspurge, Red, Erin Sellis, James Curry, TJ Hoffer, KP Wilson, Zoe Schroeder, Charlie Wall, Shannon McHugh, Taylor Ashmore, Lou, Mitch Paveo, Sagey Bug, Josephine Hoar, Azaria Serpens, Bonnie Phillips, Dwarven Bread Spores, Bex, Qualish, Jax Wells, Twisted Sight, Elizabeth Legant, Agnieszka Joaucha, Ben Enns, Libby Broom, Elise Walker, Faith Gillespie, Kathleen Parham, Pansy Thoughts, E. Herself, Tartha Jedrill.
Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woebegone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woebegone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woebegone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woebegone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.